There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. Joe and I had a very relaxing weekend here on the mountain. I spent some time working on my book, and Joe weed-whacked a bunch of the trails so that we can walk on them without picking up a bunch of ticks. There was a lot of sun and even a little rain, and one day it got up into the 80s. Someone asked me on an Instagram Live last weekend what my favorite way to relax is. And the answer was easy. Spending time down at the creek with my friends on a warm summer day is far and away my favorite thing to do. We're not quite there yet, but the water in the creek is starting to warm up. And it won't be long now until it's swimming season, and I can't wait. I hope you're enjoying these mindfulness meditation episodes, because I sure do love sharing them with you. One of the greatest ways to learn something is to teach it. And teaching you mindfulness and helping you fall asleep with meditations has been so good for me, too. Today's meditation can help to ease an anxious mind state and cultivate greater acceptance and equanimity. It's really good for times when you'd like to relax or fall asleep, but your mind has other plans. If these stories and meditations help you sleep or bring you a little more peace, I'd sure appreciate it if you'd consider supporting Listen to Sleep. For less than $3 a month, you can get the new episodes of the podcast a day earlier without any ads or introductions. And you also get an immediate download of the entire audiobook of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. You can get all this and the other longer books like Alice in Wonderland that I read serially on Listen to Sleep Plus on Wednesday nights when you support the podcast for $5 a month. Subscribing to Listen to Sleep Plus gives you access to all the chapters of the books I've read so far, like Peter Pan and Winnie the Pooh, plus others, and a new chapter from the current book I'm reading every Wednesday night. Right now, we're about 2/3 of the way through The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. For more information about all of this, you can go to listentosleep.com, or you can click on the link in the show notes. And now, there's another way to support the podcast and get the longer books without a subscription. There's an audio bookstore on listentosleep.com. You can get each of the books I read on Listen to Sleep Plus for just $5.50 the week after I finish reading them. All the titles are available to download as shareable MP3s that will play on your phone or any MP3 player. If you'd like to try one out, you can get Bartleby the Scrivener for free or pay what you want. It's Herman Melville's masterpiece of short fiction and definitely a listener favorite. To get it for free, just go to listentosleep.com and click on audiobooks in the menu, or click on the link in the show notes. We can't always control the mind, but we can encourage it to be more at ease. With practice, this can become almost second nature, allowing us to respond rather than react to our thoughts and emotions. This practice gives us the opportunity to train the mind to settle down and helps us practice being relaxed and at ease instead of being caught up in difficult mental states that can become self-perpetuating. You can sit upright or lie down for this practice. But if you're using it to fall asleep, or you're experiencing some anxiety or stress right now, lying down may help you relax more deeply. Let's start by taking a few deep breaths, inhaling and filling the lungs completely. Hold the breath for just a second or two, and then exhale slowly, as if through a straw. This helps to settle the nervous system. As you let the breath go, try to empty the lungs slowly and completely. Recognizing that we can't control every thought that arises, go ahead and connect with your intention to relax the mind. If you get distracted by thoughts, just note that they're there and let them be, remembering that the mind is not our enemy. Thoughts are like sounds or feelings, like clouds. They arise and pass all on their own, and the mind is simply the blue sky in which they're arising. We'll use two simple phrases to offer some kindness toward the mind. May I be at ease with my mind. May my mind be at ease. You can say these phrases quietly or silently to yourself with each exhale, offering one phrase every time you breathe out. May I be at ease with my mind. May my mind be at ease. Let each word help you connect with your own intention to care for the mind. May I be at ease with my mind. May my mind be at ease. If you get lost in thought, come back to the breath and the phrases. It's okay if you can only repeat one phrase before the mind begins to wander. May I be at ease with my mind. May my mind be at ease. Continuing this practice will continue moving the orientation of the mind toward relaxation and ease. And as the mind begins to settle, see if you can just notice the movement of the breath, how it changes from moment to moment. May I be at ease with my mind. May my mind be at ease. Moving your awareness outward, becoming aware of your whole body. As we're cultivating this sense of equanimity, we want to see if we can focus on making space for any experience. So, whether your experience or sensation is pleasant or unpleasant, see if you can allow it to be present without grasping after pleasant sensations and without pushing away unpleasant ones. Just see if you can simply make space for any experience. And if at any time that becomes too much, simply move your awareness to a part of your body where the sensations are pleasant or neutral. You can also use the labeling technique to simply note what you're feeling. So, if you notice some pain in the body, simply note pain. You might investigate more closely. Is there heat or coldness also Is the feeling sharp or dull? Whatever you notice, whatever you're becoming aware of, just seeing if you can make some space for that experience while maintaining your inner balance. And if you get lost in thought, just coming back to the breath, bringing this same quality of equanimity to the breath. Can you let the breath be just as it is, without wanting it to be deeper or different? Just noticing the breath, and noting in your mind, this is how it is right now. As you become aware of different emotions or feelings or sensations, see if you can use that same phrase. This is how it is right now. Or, this is how I'm feeling right now, in this moment. So you can notice if you're feeling sleepy or tired, or notice if you're feeling restless or agitated. Making space for any experience. Nothing to change, nothing to fix, no one to be. Just noticing whatever arises. Any sensation or sound, any feeling or emotion. Can you welcome every experience, as if you were greeting a friend? Can you let go of all resistance? Nothing to cling to, nothing to push away. And whether you're going on with your day or drifting off to sleep, just remembering that you can bring this attitude with you, that you can let go of resistance, welcome experience, with nothing to cling to and nothing to push away. Thank you for your practice.